Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's Bob and the Wailers, Buffalo Soldier on The Drive with Rob and Roz. Yeah, this next question is going to be an interesting one.
Yes, it's the age-old funny in a partner or money in a partner.
I heard a conversation at a table near me at a bar on Saturday. I was out. I remember I mentioned my fiance was going wedding dress shopping with the Guels. So a bunch of us boys, we went and sat down and had a beer. And the conversation next to us, they were chatting. Someone was getting married. And I overheard something about, yeah, her husband's a bit, husband-to-be is a bit boring, but he's got a really good job and they're going to be well off. And I was like, oh, I don't know if you can. Is that a settle people are willing to make? Like, if we just asked you that question, funny or money?
I'm going to go money, because if you want to laugh, you can get on a private jet and go and watch a stand-up comedian overseas. So I can die for Kevin Hart and Michael McIntyre. All the mense kan kyk, hulle kan lekker saam lag, and then get back into your jet or on your business class flight and come home and have money.
Okay, but what if it's like not funny haha, funny as in vibes, as in jewels?
I'm still going to say money.
Maar wat as jou partner geld het, maar is droog, man. Boring. You know that person people wish would shut up at the braai? Nothing interesting to say. All day, every day.
I am every day going to go and sleep on my pillow made of money. And I'm going to be lekker. I'm going to be like, oh, my partner's boring. But oh my word, when we went to the Maldives 2 weeks ago, ahead of our trip to Rome next week, we had the best time. This must be almost a partner. He is my partner. Ek gaan besluit wil neem dat iemand ryk is en ons gaan 'n lekker lewe hê in plaas van iemand wat regtig net lekker vibes is en snacks is. No, bro. Give me my pillow full of money. Funny. Or money when it comes to choosing a partner.
Melissa said, ek het funny gekies. Ons lag al die laaste 20 jaar oor hoe arm ons is.
Ai nee.
Shame. Matthew says, I'll take a lady that's clever and funny if you know anyone, please.
Okay. We don't, but thanks for the message.
Everyone is agreeing with you, by the way, Mackenzie.
And I thank you.
Everybody.
Rose, ek is saam met jou. Geld, my nou.
Geld my nou.
Op hierdie een gis ek saam met Raas, ek gaan man en ek is funny genoeg valte van ons, ek kry genoeg valte van ons. Nee, ek is absoluut saam Raas op hierdie een met die man nie.
Guys, funny or money? Now my gran used to give me all these little tidbits of advice when I was growing up before I ever got into a serious relationship. And she told me two things. First of all, be careful of a boy with charm. They're very dangerous. And secondly, be careful of the funny guys, because you laugh and laugh and then you're naked. So, yeah.
Wow.
That came from a place of personal experience. I could feel that. Jay says, shouldn't the question be, would you laugh and be happy on a bike or cry and be sad sitting in a limo?
Which
is exactly what the opposite of what Astrid says. Never. Money can't buy happiness. Have you seen ever someone sad on a yacht?
I think lots of people who are on the yachts are sad, yes.
Can I also say something here?
Yes.
What about personal responsibility? How about you have the money and then you choose funny?
Listen.
How about that? How about it?
That's hard work, Joe.
Well, exactly. Imagine. That's why you need a funny person to come home to.
Yeah, it's a tough question.
It is a tough question. I'm sticking with my response. You're going to find a vibe. Money.
It depends, obviously, how much money.
Yes.
And it depends how much we need the money. But honestly, being in a relationship with someone who's boring must suck. You know what I mean? I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know how that answers the question. I'm just saying, if your partner is the droog one at all the braais that everyone wishes would not be at the braai, that's also not fun.